talk with a couple of members of the Sutherland Sailors Football Club before they begin their season. And I've got the two-year starter at quarterback, Jackson Sainer, and also a three-year starter at linebacker this year. How are things going for you here in the preseason?
It's going pretty good here. We're looking pretty good. We're very conditioned and ready for the season. We're looking pretty solid this year.
Heard there were some changes in the off season, some upgrades in the weight room, and I know Coach is excited about the work y'all put in during the off season.
Yeah, we have a new strength coach, and we were on the grind this summer, and we had a lot of players showing up, and we should help us a lot this year in the season.
You sense a little more dedication from the guys showing up for off season workouts?
Yeah, there's a lot more dedication, especially with the coach, the new strengths coach. He gets us fired up and makes us want to be there and gets us lifting good.
So. Mm-hmm. You know, strength isn't everything, but I imagine it sure gives you confidence if you see those increases at the various things you're working on in the weight room. Has to boost your confidence level when you step out onto the field.
Yeah, it definitely helps a lot, and it definitely boosts our confidence. It also just makes us a lot stronger, and did a lot of like sled work, so we're a lot just stronger in that way and can push through people. So,
Talk about the offense. What are you liking so far about the guys that you'll be surrounded with and the options you have to hand the ball off to and throw to?
I like our options on offense. We got Mason and Jack for the most part behind me, and fullback and running back, and then passing I think we'll do pretty well too. So,
but it sounds like you want to kind of hang your hat on that run game. How are the guys up front? Do you think they're going to allow you to control the ball that way?
I think they're going to do pretty well up front. We have worked pretty hard in the weight room, and then done a lot of that sled work has really made our line pretty well. We're doing pretty good so far.
Okay. And then talk about playing linebacker on defense, and how's that side of the ball looking heading into the season?
I think our defense is looking pretty good. Our line's looking pretty good. With our line, linebackers are on the line, so we're just the same thing as the line. So we're going hard on the line. So.
You got a mixture of returners at key spots, but yet working in some younger guys that maybe got a touch of varsity action last year. You seen good things from them that gives you hope that this can be a playoff season for you?
Yeah, we got those young players. They're stepping up pretty well and learning how to play those spots. And then got a new lineman. He's doing really well too. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say the overall key to the Sailors making the playoffs this year will be?
I think we just got to work together as a team and play together hard. That's about it.
All right. We'll go out there. Have a good season, Jackson.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's bring in another member of the Sailor football team ahead of this season. Mason Mortimer's with me, and you're a three-year starter under your dad, head coach, and the team. You feel more confident heading into the season this year with off-season changes and guys you have coming back?
I really do. The confidence level around the guys seems a lot better. We got our new weight coach, Sarge. He really made us like a group. He really combined us into one. Making the energy better around everybody. We feel confident.
You feel like the seniors, I know, kind of set the tone for leadership and all that. You feel like you got a strong group this year that's really going to lead the way by example?
I do. Our seniors, we've been there busting our butts all summer in the weight room, teaching these young guys what to do and leading them along the way.
You know, you've got all these hot days leading into the season, but you kind of look at that as an opportunity to develop mental toughness going into the year?
Yeah, it shows really what guys are pushing themselves and who's going to be there at the top on our varsity spots here. And it just shows how tough that we've gained over the last few years and all that.
Yeah. You haven't had a lot of success, but with the guys coming back and maybe some newcomers, talk about them coming in with bigger roles. I know you had some younger guys last year get some action, but do you feel confident that they come in and step right in and help you be a better ball club?
I do, especially Keith. He came in from Kearney. You know, he had some opportunities there, but he'd been a little bit injury prone, but he's looking big. He's been moving the weights, and he's going to really improve our offensive line. And the young guys in the back end last year, they really got a lot of experience, and now they know what's going to come from this varsity expectations.
Mm-hmm. You looking forward to a little new role on offense with Coach moving you into the backfield and doing a little wing back action?
I am. I can show out my abilities in the backfield and wherever else Coach needs me to be.
All right. And running, you like blocking too when you get that opportunity to go put a hurt on somebody, open up holes for the other backs?
Oh, for sure. I'd do that rather than running, but got to do what you got to do.
Okay. And how's the defense looking? You feel better about that can be a strength of the team this year?
Defense is looking really good. Our defensive line especially, we're looking solid. We all got bigger, way bigger this offseason in the weight room, and we're looking solid.
All right, you start with Maxwell, and I understand they got you last year, so a little guys talking a little payback against the team just east of here.
Yes, that's been our motivation all season long. We are not going to let that happen again, but we'll see what happens.
All
I'm
right.
confident.
All right. Go out there. Have a great season, Mason.
Yep, thank you. You too.
Let's visit now with the head coach of the Sailors, Matt Mortimer, is here with me. Third year, do you feel like, hopes are high going into every season, I know, but do you feel like now with mostly everyone, you know, familiar with your program that you've got a better chance to have success this year?
Yeah, when I came out, I brought a whole new style and a lot of different verbiage, and it took a bit with everything. It takes a little bit. And along the way, we discovered that we had to fix other parts of the program as well. So we started tacking that a little bites at a time. And then the last kind of part of the phase was getting the new weight room put together. And I'm super appreciative of all the people of Sutherland that helped us with that and donated. That was pretty awesome. It was a big dollar amount, and they all stepped up. It's extremely important for not only the football team, but volleyball, basketball, wrestling, everybody. And it's pretty sharp. I'm really happy with it. And then we brought in a trainer, and he worked with the kids all summer and drove and pushed them, and they really took to it. And I'm really appreciative of Sarge as well. He did a hell of a job for us, and we look forward to having him in the future.
Yeah. Gives the kids confidence, too. And anytime you get something new, that responsibility now rests on the kids to take advantage of that. You don't have any more excuses that I just don't, you know, I don't think it has what I need to improve me. Now it's state-of-the-art. It's got everything you need.
Yeah, I agree. Everybody can come up with an excuse, but there's not too many you can come up to now. I mean, we've got some of the nicest facilities in the area. We've got plenty of coaches on staff now. We've got a brand new weight program. So now it falls on the kids to put the time in and make the extra effort to get stronger and get faster and get better. And they've done that.
So. Okay. I know you're high on your returners, especially with an influx of some transfers and all that. I think it was your son mentioned a kid from Kearney you got in to play on the line.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I thought my superintendent was kidding when he called me. And yeah. So I was.
Usually that's the other way around, isn't it?
Yeah, usually. Yeah. So I actually asked him if he was serious. He goes, "Yeah, I'm dead serious, coach." And I was like, "Well, okay, let's see what he looks like." And literally the first day I saw him, I was like, "Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, I'll take that." Yeah. I think he was slotted to start for him. I don't know. I don't know the coaches down there. I just know what he's capable of and what I've seen from him. So I know he had a couple injuries in the past that, you know, maybe hampered him a little about playing time, but he still got on the field at Class A level. I mean, he's still pretty good experience. And then we got another one with our new superintendent, Mr. Webster. His son, Jack Wallace, moved in. And he filled a void that we were maybe not sure what we were going to have there. So he's a junior, and they came from Osceola. And like I said, he's our new superintendent. So it was also a nice addition to the team.
Yeah, you want to run the ball. That's kind of your thing. And most coaches, at this level, they know if you run the ball well, you wear down the other team. You control the clock. So many good things happen, too. You kind of shorten the game, too, and you keep it out of the other team's hands. Is that what you'd like to do going into the year?
Yeah, when I got out here, they didn't know what a passing tree was or not really much for passing concepts. So, honestly, the first 2 years, we threw a bunch of stuff out there to see what they would do, see what they could do, what it would look like, and then give them knowledge of the passing game. Because at the end of the day, I'm no different than any other coach out here. We want to run the football and smash mouth you a little bit, but you still got to be able to throw it. So now I feel we can do both. And they have, it's the playbook's been in place where they know what the routes are. I don't even have to tell them. I can just tell them the formation, and the quarterback's been added enough that he can see what the coverage is, and he can pick the routes for them. And it's just based off a color or a code, and then we go from there. So I feel we're going to be extremely balanced this year, but yeah, we're going to try to shorten the game and run the ball.
Yeah,
especially with the experience we got.
You have to, and you got a seasoned guy at quarterback, and that just helps, make everyone else so confident when they know they got a leader in there that knows the plays, he knows what it takes to be successful, and then the connection with you too, and all that. And I'm sure you're putting a lot of weight on Jackson's shoulders.
Yeah, I'm not trying to do too much to him, though. We've got three guys in the backfield. We'll run some different formations with different people at different spots, including quarterback, because we have multiple guys that can throw it. So just because we may be lined up in a weird formation doesn't mean that ball's not coming out in the air. So we'll, try to keep people on their toes a little bit, but also keep them healthy. If somebody goes down, at least another guy has had prime reps to continue forward, where I haven't had that in the past. We had to gut them out and just kind of play through the pain a little. We just weren't ready for the backups, weren't ready. Well, that's not the case anymore. Now we have some good educated kids that have backup ready and or have played in that position enough times. Like Mason, for example, he's gonna run the ball, but he's also gonna throw it. So, and he threw it a little last year when we did a little bit here or there with him. But then we had some people that were able to come back, so we went back to our normal set and put him back on the line. And this year, he's grown so much that he's going to be dynamic for us on the offensive side of the ball, which will take pressure off of Jackson too. So they're going to help feed each other and counterbalance each other, and it's so far it's looked really good. Okay. I like what I see.
Good. And do you feel good about prospects to have a better season on the defensive side?
Yeah, that was one of the things I was a bit worried about, but we were starting the young guys that played last year when they had to now have the idea of what we're doing defensively, and it's a little different compared to what normally they are. So yeah, I'm excited for everything personally. We'll see what happens, but I think we can play with anybody right now.
Yeah, and the kids, after starting the season off not getting the W that they wanted, I'm sure a lot of emphasis in the off season talking Maxwell and giving them, a little payback from last year, perhaps.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't really dwell on that, I guess, per se, but everybody wants to start the season out right on a W. And certain things happened last year where we had to thrust some young kids into playing time that maybe weren't ready, but in hindsight, now it's paying off for us. So, yeah, okay, it stunk, but now it's going to pay for us in the future, which is now. So we just want to go out and win. I don't care if it's by a billion or by two. I don't care. I just want to win the game. That's what we're pushing to do. And I'm sure they're the same. So
much hinges on health and guys obviously staying eligible to play. You can only control so much of that, but it seems that you have a good, solid senior class to lead you, and if you got that, you feel pretty good heading into the season.
I do. It's just a different vibe with the team this year. The chemistry's been great. All the older players, you know, seniors, juniors that have put time in and have been here. It's one of those things where when you're rebuilding a program, it takes a little bit, and can you battle through the gut punches and the haymakers that you take and learn from it? And I think we've learned how to get ourselves off the mat finally. I'm not making no promises. I mean, we got a tough schedule. So, yep. But if we can compete or beat a couple of those teams, that means we're pretty good too.
Yeah. Looking forward to the season opener. We've got it 98.5, the Hawks. I'll be back next week, and we'll do our wrap-up of the preseason and hone in on Maxwell and what they have to offer. So thanks for your time, Coach Mortimer, and best of luck throughout the 25 campaign.
Yep, thank you, and thanks for all the coverage.